Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's January 2012. Each tax season, the Internal Revenue Service processes millions of tax returns, issues billions in refunds to taxpayers, and provides taxpayer assistance through its website, on the telephone, and face-to-face. A group led by Jim White, a director in GAO's Strategic Issues team, recently reviewed IRS's performance during 2011 and its plans for future tax seasons. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Jim to learn more.
Each year, millions of taxpayers file tax returns with IRS and expect refunds. How did IRS do in processing these returns this year overall?
Well, real quickly, IRS did a good job, and they're getting better at processing tax returns, providing service to taxpayers, answering the telephones, for example. They're a little more challenged, and we can talk in more detail about both of those. On the processing side, IRS processed about 140 million tax returns this filing season, roughly mid-January to mid-April. It's a tremendous accomplishment by IRS staff. There's about 100,000 employees at IRS, and most of them are very dedicated public servants. It's a tremendous accomplishment to process as many tax returns they do. They issued over 100 million refunds, adding up to over $300 billion during the filing season.
One of the big factors affecting IRS's processing of returns is the growing popularity of e-filing. How did that growth look in 2011?
It was up a lot. Congress has been pushing IRS for years, for over a decade, to increase e-filing. This year, there was a big jump up to, it was up about 13% over last year. They're up now very close to 80% of all returns coming in are e-filed. This matters to taxpayers. It enables IRS to process the returns faster. It's much cheaper to process them. It costs about 17 cents, I think, to process a return that's e-filed versus over $3.50 to process one that comes in on paper. But importantly for taxpayers, e-filed returns have fewer mistakes. If you file on paper, IRS has to manually transcribe the information off the tax return to get it into their computer systems. That introduces errors that then have to be corrected and causes problems for taxpayers, obviously. If you e-file, that's all avoided. For 2012, IRS expects after the initial processing to be able to turn refunds around if they're electronically filed in 4 to 6 business days, which is quite amazing when you think about the volume of returns they're dealing with, over 100 million refunds a year.
Your team also looked at how IRS provides telephone assistance to filers who call with questions. What did you find there?
There, IRS faces challenges. They have a tremendous volume of telephone calls. This past filing season, they had 83 million telephone calls to them. Now, they answer a lot of those calls with pre-recorded messages because they're commonly asked questions. But over 20 million of those calls are answered by live assisters. The number of calls is partly due to the recent tax law changes over the last several years, especially because of the economic issues we've had. There have been a number of tax law changes made as part of efforts to stimulate the economy. Each one of those changes generates a lot of questions from taxpayers. Even simple changes generate a lot of telephone calls to IRS. And IRS, quite frankly, is somewhat overwhelmed by those calls.
For taxpayers looking ahead to the 2012 filing season, what's the bottom line here?
There are several things that taxpayers should think about. One is e-file. That will enable IRS to process your refund faster. Direct deposit. If you have your refund direct deposited to your bank, you'll get it much faster than if IRS has to mail you a paper check. Another thing is to check IRS's website, irs.gov, before calling IRS. You may be able to find answers to questions there faster than getting in the queue to wait for telephone assistance at IRS. And the final thing is to be aware of RAC fees, the refund anticipation check fees. If you're going to go that route, make sure you understand in advance exactly what money will be taken out of your account in the form of fees for that extra service.
To learn more, visit gao.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.